Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes. Use promo code SGPNNBA to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best NBA bettor in the U.S.? Odds Crowd is challenging you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contest. There's $3,000 up for grabs in their season-long contest and $200 every week in their weekly contest. Just head over to OddsCrowd.com to sign up now. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. And welcome in, everyone, to the NBA Gambling Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, 9:08 on the West Coast, and I am joined by my co-host, Terrell Furman. Terrell, how you doing today, my man?
Yes, sir, Moonoff. I am good. I am living. I am hot. For those that don't know, I recently deployed to a very hot location, and so I am scorching. But I don't think it's because of the temperature outside. I think it's because I have some freaking hot heaters coming for this NBA season, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to unload the clip and put everybody out of their misery. Let's go.
The man is ready. Me and Real were talking offline, and he said he was hot in his room, but he's bringing the fire bets. Today's episode, it's going to be a fun one, guys. We're gearing up to get ready for the NBA season, which tips off next Tuesday. So it's the annual Sharp Off. I know Ryan McKee and Zach Broner would do this every single year, but they've handed off the rings to myself and Terrell, so we're going to try to keep them proud and keep this tradition going. I know Sean and Ryan also do this for the NFL season, so me and Terrell are going to do it for the NBA season. So the format is pretty simple. It's we get $1 million fictitious dollars. Yes, it's not real money, fictitious dollars. We're going to spread it across, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 bets, whatever we have. And then we'll keep track of it. And then at the end of the year, we're going to come back and recap it and see who won these sharp offs. So I'm excited about this, Terrell. I don't know about you, man, but you ready to do this? Me and you sharpen off. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, I'm absolutely ready. I'm coming with it. I'm coming with it. I'm trying to let you know. So
all right.
I think I'm gonna cash a pretty big bet the first week. The first week, I think a really big bet's gonna cash. So I don't know.
There we go. There's a little tease by Terrell. All right. So before we get into this sharp off, let's take a quick break, hear from our sponsors, and then me and Terrell will get right into our sharp off. We're brought to you by WynnBET. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, and college football, and more. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download, bet, win. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WYNNBET.com to start winning. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. The MLB playoffs are in full swing and PropSwap is your home for the best World Series futures. All season long, PropSwappers have been finding the best odds in the country because you're buying directly from other bettors like yourself. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Every ticket purchased on PropSwap can be resold at any time, so your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money, it just needs to improve. Thousands of bettors across the country are shopping for tickets on PropSwap every day. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, Terrell, let's do this, man. I'm going to let you kick things off here. So, like I said, we have $1 million spread across about 7 to 8, 9, 10 bets that we have. Real, I'll let you kick it off, man. Let's get this party started.
Well, let me go ahead and allude to it. As I alluded to it earlier, my first bet is going to be Ben Simmons.
Okay.
Ben Simmons to convert his first free throw attempt of the season.
Ooh.
I'm getting no at +125 right now, and I don't necessarily know why. Ben Simmons wasn't there this entire offseason. He wasn't with the Philadelphia 76ers the entire offseason. There's reports that he has reported to Philadelphia and that he's coming back to the team and intends to play with the team this season. That is a complete 180 from what Ben Simmons has been saying this entire time.
Yep.
And for him to make that drastic of a change and after saying he will never play to now he's rejoining with the team – added on to the fact that he is a career 59% from the free throw line, Ben is not going to be locked in. He's not going to be 100% there with this team. As soon as he gets back, he's got to get his legs back under him. He's got to get back in basketball shape. And, you know, it only takes a hard foul and, you know, a little bit gassed at the line. And just to miss that first one, I like getting it at 125. So I'm betting $100,000 on this. For a chance to win $125,000. I feel very confident. 2020, his first free throw was a miss. 2019 was a make. 2018 was a miss. And 2017 was a make. So he's 50% for this right now. So that's not really doing too much for me, but I'm going to bet against Ben Simmons here. And I think I cashed my first big bet, first 76ers game.
I don't hate that, man, because this man, I mean, for all the reasons what you just said, probably off season. We don't know what he was doing. You know for damn sure he wasn't working on his free throws. And it'll be interesting to see that if he gets fouled very, very early in the game. I haven't checked the schedule for the Sixers if they're at home or on the road for their first game. But I think either way, he's going to be getting a lot of boos his way. So I think that might affect him from the free throw line. So Terrell, starting with Simmons missed free throw, his very first free throw this season. Terrell saying he's going to miss it at +125, $100,000 on that bet to win $125,000. I like it. All right. For my first one, I'm going to start a little dry. I'm going to start a little, you know, ease my way into it. But it is going to be my second biggest bet, and I'm taking the Atlanta Hawks regular season win total over 46.5, $160,000 to win $150,000. And listen, this Hawks team, I know if you haven't heard, we went almost, I think we did five teams that we loved regular season win total. So if you haven't heard that episode, go back and listen to it. There's still time before the season starts. But as far as the sharp off here, I'm going with the Hawks over 46.5 wins here, 160K to win 150K. You know, Trae Young and the boys are back. You know, they have a lot of continuity on this team again. Most of the same guys are back, and we've talked about Nate McMillan being the head coach now. I think that's going to be a huge factor for the Atlanta Hawks. We'll not be surprised to see if this team is a top four seed, top three seed possibly in the Eastern Conference. You know, the roster is back again, the same roster that they pretty much had last year when they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. So I think the Hawks will be back again. Magic City Wings, me and Terrell discussed that. Hawks over 46.5 wins.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. We kind of went and shared our plays before this, just kind of not to, you know, be picking the same thing. But I couldn't help but continue to tell you on that Hawks play. And I think that the Hawks are going to have a really, really good season this year. Yeah. I think that this team is deep. This team is loaded. They have so many, like, just so many weapons and so many killers, like so many people that can score the basketball anytime. I think defensively there'll be a little bit of a liability, but nothing more than, you know, more of the high scoring basketball teams in the league, you know, thinking of the Brooklyn Nets and, you know, a lot of those high scoring teams that are also defensive liabilities. I think that they're not going to be any worse than them defensively. They still have Clint Capella down low, which is going to be big for them.
Yep.
And I think that, like I said in the win total episode, that there's still a chance for this Hawks team to make a really big play by the trade deadline. Like they have such a deep team and so many pieces that people, that other teams would be in, would enjoy, that there's a very big possibility for them to go get a big guy, somebody to come in there and play next to Trae Young and make them into damn near a championship contender, whether it's a huge move like Bradley Beal or whether it's a really, really nice piece like Zach LaVine. Like, there's a very good chance that they make a play like this. So I think that does nothing but help them in this win total.
Yeah, 100%. And like we said, go back and listen to that Eastern Conference win total preview that we did. Me and Terrell had some great insights on Eastern Conference teams there. So Terrell, hit us with your second one, man. What you got for us?
Oh, no, that was my second one.
Oh, that was your second one. Okay, so.
Yeah. So that's my second one. So I put $200,000 on the Hawks to hit over that 46.5 win total, and that's going to pay out $373,900.
All right. So me and Real are on the same bet there. I love it when two sharp guys are on the same bet. So, you know, for sure, I already have down some real money on this in total. So let me go with my second one then, since that was your second one. I'm going to knock out kind of the win totals that I love. And my second one was the Blazers over 44.5 wins this season, 220,000. This is my second biggest bet, 220,000 on the Blazers to win over 44.5 games this season. I think that when I did the Western Conference preview with Scott, I'd mentioned that this is going to be a big year for the Portland Trail Blazers, right? They added some shooting around Damian Lillard. They re-signed Norman Powell. I think CJ McCollum will have a better season than he did last. There were times last year where their big three guys were all injured at different times, so I think it kind of hindered on their season results. But I think that this is a big year for the Portland Trail Blazers because it's starting to enter Damian Lillard's mind whether he wants to stay in Portland or not. So this team is going to have success. You have a new head coach in Chauncey Billups. Not sure how that's going to pan out yet, but I think that I'm sure that they consulted Damian Lillard about who they want as the next head coach there. And I think that, you know, getting Norman Powell back, like I said, they re-signed him. They added Larry Nance Jr. So I like the depth on this team. All, on all three levels, this team improved. But I think that, you know, this team is destined to win 47, 48 games in the regular, in a 82 game regular season. So I took Blazers over 44.5, $220,000 to win $200,000.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good bet. I think that I really can't see this Blazers team falling below that.
Yeah.
Unless something dramatic like a CJ McCollum or Damian Lillard trade happens, then it's basically guaranteed they're probably not going to hit that number. But definitely Chauncey's first year. Chauncey wants to make a splash and just kind of prove. And I think low key, even though Dame probably had somewhat say like, "Hey, yeah, I'll give Chauncey a chance." Mm-hmm. I think this is like Chauncey's got to feel like, okay, like I know I'm a great point guard. I should be a Hall of Famer, to be honest. And but I got to prove myself as a coach to these guys. I got to prove myself that I can coach these guys and, lead these guys to a bunch of wins, not just with my basketball IQ, but coaching as well. And so I think Chauncey's going to have this team playing hard every night, and they're never going to give up. They're going to stay in the games even when it looks like it's over. And teams like that typically hit over their win total.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I agree with everything that you said, man. I think this is, like as we said, that you have a new head coach there. I think there's a fresh energy that kind of comes in with a new head coach. The roster continuity is pretty much there. I mean, they added your main core is still the same, but you added a few key pieces around those guys to improve the roster. So big plans in a big season for the Blazers here. All right, Terrell, hit me with your third one, man. What do you got?
Okay, my third bet, I'm going to keep it in the wins category, and this is my bet that I have placed. Washington Wizards under 33.5 win total for plus 100.
Okay.
The Wizards are not going to be good, people. They are not going to be. Yes, they have Spencer Dinwiddie. Yes, they got Kyle Kuzma, that dog Kyle Kuzma that I've been telling y'all about since last season. Yes, it's Montrezl Harrell. They still have Bradley Beal for the time being. But this team is a ragtag pickup basketball group of players, and I do not see them putting it together in the first year. In the first year with a new head coach, I do not see them all putting it together to look good over the course of the season. I am liable to tell you that the Wizards will be in play for the number one pick next year. There is no way they will hit. This win total is absolutely way too high, and getting it for even money, I feel, is an absolute steal. I think that people are looking at the names on this team and like, hey, this team has a few names. Spencer Dinwiddie, that's a good player. Like Kyle Kuzma is a good player. Like he's going to get more minutes. He's going to play better. No, this team is just not going to put it together. This is a pickup basketball team of stars, and they're going to look bad. They're going to look bad. They're going to lose a lot of basketball games this year. So $250,000 to get $250,000 bet on a bet that I think is a lock. Absolutely.
So 25% of Terrell's bankroll is going to the, you said Wizards under 33.5. Was that correct, Terrell?
Absolutely. All right.
Yeah, I don't hate that, man. I mean, listen, I'm not sure that Bradley Beal is going to be on this roster come trade deadline. I'm going to be very surprised if he is. I mean, he's come out and said all the right things, right? That he wants to, be with the Wizards organization. He's even when Westbrook, we heard reports that he was trying to convince Beal to demand a trade also. But Beal said, no, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to ride the course here, but I think eventually he's going to come to a point where he wants to get to a contender. And like we've mentioned, a couple of trade destinations, whether that's Atlanta Hawks, like Terrell mentioned, possibly the Golden State Warriors or another, one of these contending teams. Dallas, I think, is a great landing spot for him also. But we'll see what happens. And then you talk about the others on this team. I'm not a believer that Kyle Kuzma is a great player. Maybe because he was on the Lakers in the shadows of LeBron, Anthony Davis, where he wasn't able to flourish. I need to see it before I can believe it. And then again, you have a lot of regular guys on this team. I think Rui Hachimura, I read reports a couple of weeks ago where he hasn't reported to camp or something like that, that he doesn't want to get vaccinated and made a personal choice about that. Their pick last year, Denny Avdia, I think he's coming off of an injury where he missed a lot of time last season. Then again, let's not forget Thomas Bryant, who suffered an ACL injury last season. he's going to be not returning, I believe, for another month or two. So it's going to be interesting to see. And on top of that, we have a new head coach on this team too, right? And I think we're hitting all the right points. At least you are, Terrell, on your under 33.5 for the Wizards. So I really like that bet also as your biggest one. So hopefully you can catch that. For my third one, I'm really high on this Atlanta Hawks team. And I'm taking Trae Young to be the assist leader in the NBA at plus 400. And there's, you know, I've been reading reports and reading some of his beat writers and what the coach, Nate McMillan, has been saying about this roster. And he's saying that he wants Trae Young to be a better passer in this league. And I think Trae Young also wants to become that. Last season, he averaged 9.4 assists per game. I think that was either second or third in the league, believe behind James Harden. So I think that, you know, we talked about this roster at volumes about the Atlanta Hawks, that they have the shooters, they have the guys inside where he can throw lobs to or kick it out for a jump shot or a three-point shot. Trae Young has the capability of making those passes. So I think that this is going to be a good year for him to kind of take that next step forward about being a better passer. We know this guy can score the rock, right? He has that deep three-point shot. He can get to the basket at will. He can make free throws. But I think for the next step for Trae Young is going to be, hey, I need to get my teammates involved. I need to become a better passer to be a better basketball player. So I think this might be a year where Trae Young leads the league in assist in the NBA. So at plus 400, I put 40 grand on it to win 160,000 as my third bet.
No, I like that. I really like that because I like this Hawks team this year. I think that going into the season, I think everybody is thinking that this team is a layup. This team is not going to get back to, you know, that was a one-hit wonder season, postseason that they had, and they're not going to get back to the success that they found in that postseason. And I contend to say that's the Hawks regularly. Like, that's what the Hawks are going to look like all season next season. That wasn't just a postseason run. Yeah. That is Nate McMillan and how he coaches his guys. And that run is what they're going to look like over the course of an entire season. So will they automatically get back to the Eastern Conference Finals the next year? Maybe not. But will they be a player? Absolutely. And that goes into my next bet of I took a flyer on the Atlanta Hawks to be the one seed in the Eastern Conference at plus 3,000 odds.
Oh, okay.
So $10,000 gets me $300,000 if it hits. And the logic is I'm going to fade the teams at the top here. So you have the Brooklyn Nets, who everybody think is, the odds-on favorite. They're at minus 135 to be the Eastern Conference, the first in the Eastern Conference. Well, Kyrie Irving doesn't look like he's going to be there all year. Right. He's convicted in saying that he's not getting vaccinated, and the GM has said that, well, Kyrie will not practice or play with the team, not just in road games. He will not play – I mean, not just in home games. He will not play in road games either. Mm-hmm. So now you're taking Kyrie away from that team. And, well, I think that Kevin Durant and James Harden still can get the job done. But if one of those guys is out and it's just one of those guys in that team, there's a couple of losses in there for them.
Yep.
And then you have the Milwaukee Bucks, who are returning a good amount of that team, but they're not returning the whole team. They're missing some valuable players that's coming back this next year, getting some guys back from injury. So they're still going to be a player, but just, and then you have the Philadelphia 76ers, who are in complete turmoil right now. So, you know, I'm getting the fifth best odds with the Atlanta Hawks right now. And plus 3,000 feels like there's a chance. It feels like there's a chance. And I think that this is the flyer that I'm willing to take. I'm only putting $10,000 on it, so not a huge part of my bankroll, but I'm getting $300,000 if it cashes.
Yeah, I think that it's a little undervalued, you can say, at 30 to 1. I mean, for all the reasons that you mentioned, right, those top three teams are, you know, dealing, or obviously there's going to be a hangover for the Bucks, possibly after coming off winning the championship. And listen, we also, you know, the whole Kyrie Irving thing, that this is a player that's a $33, $35 million player, supposed to be or is one of your top three players on your team. And now we even said that Sean Marks, or GM, said that they're not going to offer him a contract extension right now. So, and I was watching an interview, a press conference, you know, with James Harden, and then they asked him about Kyrie Irving and if he spoke to him. And from all the post conferences that I've watched with James Harden, his tone when they asked him about it, he wasn't very happy about that, about being asked about Kyrie and if he's spoken to him, and he seemed a little annoyed that he wasn't there. So, you know, that might create some friction with the Brooklyn Nets. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. And then again, the Sixers, Ben Simmons, he's, you know, he managed to start the season there, but you know, who knows how long he's going to be there. So I think that provides a great opportunity, like you mentioned, with the Atlanta Hawks and possibly maybe even the Miami Heat, teams like those that are probably going to be in that 4 or 5 range to kind of catapult these teams into that one seed. So at 30-1 at $10,000, why not? Right.
Absolutely.
Let's take another quick break here. And then Terrell and I will continue our sharp off right after this break. We're brought to you by Keeps. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. Convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't have to leave your home. Low-cost treatments start at just $10 per month, and Keeps offers generic versions, discreet packaging, and proven results. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. Prevention is the key. Treatments can take 4 to 6 months to see results, so act fast. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/SGP to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/SGP to get your first month free. keeps.com/SGP. Do you wish you could have had stock in a guy like Patrick Mahomes or Christian McCaffrey? Well, now, Prediction Strike makes it a real possibility. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes as if they were stocks. It's like Robinhood and DraftKings had a baby. Prediction Strike lets fans create portfolios of their favorite athletes so they can make money and get even closer to the game. Don't just bet on your favorite players, start investing in them. Simply download Prediction Strike's new and easy-to-use app from the App Store and sign up at PredictionStrike.com to create an account. Use promo code SGPNNBA, then deposit funds to buy and sell and hold shares of your favorite players, just like you would real stocks. The value of players will change based upon game performance and supply and demand, and you can trade your shares of players at any time, as long as the player isn't currently in a game. Sign up with promo code SGPNNBA to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. All right, Terrell, coming off of this break, let's get to my fourth one here. I'm going to go over to the Western Conference here, and I'm going to take the Memphis Grizzlies to make the playoffs at +140. I'm putting $100,000 on this to win $140,000. Listen, this Memphis team, we've talked about a lot last season. We've talked about it in the Slack channel. They're a gritty bunch. You have Ja Morant. Obviously, the trade with Valanciunas may hurt him a little bit, but I think, you know, Steven Adams is capable of filling that center position role. And then, again, the depth on this team that we've talked about, right? And then you also get Triple J back. Jaren Jackson Jr. is back this season. He missed about 85-90% of the season last year. This guy is a player that can average anywhere from 15, 17, 18 points per you. And I think that this is going to be another step forward for Ja Morant this year. I think he has to take on more of a scoring role. I think Morant probably has to average 20 or more points this season for this Memphis Grizzlies team, but I just love the depth that they have on this team. And I think that Taylor Jenkins is a great head coach. He's kind of underrated. This team in a conference this year in the Western, where it's a little weaker, right? We've talked about the Jamal Murray injury, Kawhi Leonard, so I think this Western Conference is a little more wide open than we think. And I'm not asking them to be a top four seed. I'm just asking them to get into the playoffs. And at plus odds, I think Memphis Grizzlies definitely have the capability of getting into the playoffs. So I went +140 Grizzlies to make the playoffs, 100 grand to win 140,000.
Yeah, I like that. I think that this is going to be a coming out year for a lot of young stars in the league. And like, when I say young stars, I really mean young stars in the league. So like your Ja Morant, your De'Aaron Fox, is like, those guys are on the cusp of all-star. Yeah. Like this is possibly going to be an all-star season for those guys. They can knock off a couple of these bigger names, a couple of these guys who are, you know, more prototypically all-stars, and they can step into that role this year. So I think that that's not too much to ask for. Dylan Brooks is a guy who gets better with time every single season, plays hard every single night, defends, takes on the best, the top defensive assignment of the other team, and plays well with it. He plays well with it.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that, you know, doesn't get enough credit over there on that team. And then Jaren Jackson Jr., getting him back, you know, healthy for an entire season is going to do well for them. And they should honestly not be in the play-in game. They should be secured in a playoff spot this season, even in a stacked West Coast, just because of how this team plays and how aggressive they are. And yes, Jonas Valanciunas not being there, like you said, hurts a little bit, but Steven Adams fills the role. He does the job, and he's going to add another element of grit and toughness to that team that's going to make them legit. So I really do like that play.
And this feels like the Grizzlies are ready to take that next step too, right? And then, like you mentioned, I think this is a year where the young stars like Morant, but they also have some of these, you know, guys on this roster that aren't, you know, maybe superstar players like Morant, but Desmond Bane, like you mentioned, Dylan Brooks. I know he's going to miss the first few weeks with a hand injury, but I think he'll be back soon enough to make that impact that he has all season long or all career long, as he had for the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, DeAnthony Melton they have on this roster, Xavier Tillman, Brandon Clark. I mean, there's just so many good names on this roster for the Grizzlies. So I have high hopes for them to make the playoffs this year. All right, Terrell, hit me with your next one, man.
All right, so I'm going to do another playoff bet. The New York Knicks to the playoffs, minus 150. I'm laying some juice there. Okay. And I'm trusting a Knicks squad who hasn't been good for a long time. But last season was a lot of promise. I think that they've only did any things but make this team better with the additions of Evan Fournier and Kemba Walker, especially Kemba Walker, where if he's healthy, he is a guy that can be that closer that we were begging for last year. Somebody in a late game that we can give the ball to and say, hey, go to work, and we need you to get us a bucket. And I'm pretty sure he can go get that. Now they're getting Mitchell Robinson back for this season, who's going to be great to add on to the already good defensive team. I think that Tibbs is going to coach up, you know, guys like Evan Fournier and Kemba Walker to play a little bit more intensity on defensive end. And I like their win total over their win total. So I think they're a pretty good bet to make the playoffs. Even if they sneak in as, you know, one of those later seeds, I'm still going to cash this bet. And I think that's just a wide range of margin that I get with this. So I'm putting $200,000 down on this minus 150. And I feel pretty good about it. I think that this is another one that I feel like is a lock. I think the Knicks are going to make the playoffs, even if it is via playing game as a 7 or 8 seed. I think they can still get that far.
Yeah, I don't hate this bet. I think that the Knicks are getting undervalued again because, you know, people may think that last year was a fluke, but I think there's been a cultural change in the organization with the Knicks when you hired Tibbs, right? And I think that they gave him more control of this roster. And frankly, you know, player personnel. So I think that adding, like you mentioned, Kemba Walker and Evan Fournier, my mind went blank a little bit there, but yeah, those two guys are really going to help them on the offensive end, right? Last year, they were the best defensive team in the league. They just needed help on the offensive end, and there's only so much Julius Randle could do. So adding those two guys, and if they're still able to have that above average defensive intensity, I think that, you know, this Knicks team shouldn't be able to make the playoffs again. And like we've mentioned, the Knicks, when they're competitive, when they're in the playoffs, basketball is a lot more exciting when they are more competitive. So Terrell's was Knicks to make the playoffs at minus 150. He put $200,000 on that one. For my next one, I'm going to go with a player prop here, and it's going to be Lonzo Ball to average over 6.8 assists per game on the season. And I think that now that he's going over to Chicago, you have more playmakers on this team. You know, not that he didn't have it last year with B.I. and Zion, but I think that when you have Zach LaVine on this offense, you have Nikola Vucevic, you added DeMar DeRozan, Patrick Williams, the names go on and on for this roster. Him coming in to be that true point guard, the great passer that he can be, I think Lonzo Ball can easily average 7.5-8 assists per game for the Chicago Bulls team. And I think that the opportunities are going to be there. We've seen them killing it absolutely in the preseason. They're playing with a lot of pace, and I like what I'm seeing from the Chicago Bulls team. Their win total was one of my best bets for the season, so that's looking good. But as far as for our sharp off here, I'm taking Lonzo Ball to average over 6.8 assists per game. I'm putting $57,500 on that to win 50 grand at minus 115.
I like that. I like that. And, you know, I was a proponent. I wanted Lonzo Ball with the Knicks this season. I thought he was going to fit great and be the floor general and the true point guard that the Knicks needed. But, you know, chose Chicago for, you know, reasons that Melo didn't when he had the opportunity to choose, but we'll see how it works out for him, you know. But no, I'm super excited for Lonzo. He's definitely one of my favorite players in the league, and I think that he's a guy that I will take a flyer on to definitely lead the league in assists when I'm actually making an actual bet. But however, I am on the other Ball brother for my sixth bet, and I bet LaMelo Ball to hit over his 7.3 assist prop at minus 115. I put $50,000 on that. And a lot of the same reasons as Lonzo, and the fact that Devontae Graham is now not on this team anymore. And so with that, LaMelo is firmly into that point guard spot. He's firmly going to be the point guard for the Charlotte Hornets. They're going to put the ball in his hands, and he's going to get Gordon Hayward back. He's going to get Kelly Oubre joining that team, who I know we talk about Kelly Oubre. He didn't look good last season with the Warriors, but he just – that wasn't a good fit for him. Like, how the Warriors play ball and how he had to move off the ball and go and get his shot, it just wasn't a fit for him. And I think that Charlotte's going to be a much better fit. He's going to play a lot better, and so it's going to be a lot of talent around LaMelo to be able to score. I think that he can hit over this 7.3, and LaMelo Ball is also somebody else that I would take, you know, a small flyer on that could possibly league and assist. I think this is going to be the coming out party for him as a passer.
Yeah, I think this might be like we've talked about, those young stars coming out to be ballers this year. Not that he wasn't last year, but I think that LaMelo Ball on this Hornets roster, like you mentioned, I think the key point there is that Devontae Graham is not on this roster anymore. So the keys are now in the hand of LaMelo Ball to lead this offense. And I think there's so many great playmakers on this team. We start with Gordon Hayward, PJ Washington, Miles Bridges, who said Kelly Oubre. So there's a lot of guys that can, you know, knock down 3-point shots, guys that can also slash to the basket, get easy baskets underneath the rim. So I think LaMelo Ball, the great passer that he is, we saw flashes of it last season. This guy, again, he can lead, he can possibly even lead the league in assists, like you mentioned. And then, you know, I don't see a world where he cannot average 8 or 9 assists per game. So you getting it at 7.3, we're back in the Ball brothers to be assist machine for their respective teams coming into this next season. For my next one, I'm going to go with my hometown, Jalen Green, to win Rookie of the Year at plus 275. I put 20 grand to win 55,000. And I think that Jalen Green is going to be a guy that's going to step right into this Rockets team. And he already has to be the featured guy, him and Kevin Porter Jr. You know, with the James Harden departure, that left a lot of scoring opportunities for this team. And that's why they drafted Jalen Green over, or number two overall, to fill that kind of void that, you know, James Harden left, to be the next superstar of this team and build around Jalen Green. So I think Jalen Green can easily average 20, 22 points per game in his rookie year. I'm really excited to see this backcourt between him and Kevin Porter Jr. and Christian Wood inside. I think Jalen Green will lead this team. You know, they're not going to win very many games, but this is going to be a fun squad to watch, led by Green, Porter, like I mentioned. So Jalen Green to win Rookie of the Year at plus 275. This opened up at plus, I believe it was plus 450 or plus 400. It's kind of been bet down to plus 275. But I already got some real money down on it at plus 400. So it going to plus 275 makes me feel better about this bet. So just recap, Jalen Green, Rookie of the Year, plus 275, 20 grand to win 55 grand.
I really, really like that Jalen Green pick because he's going to put the butts in seats this season. Like, he's going to be the reason people are buying tickets to the Rockets game because they see how prolific of a – and is he going to have some bumps along the road? Yes, but I think this is somebody that's going to have, like, a Ja Morant type of rookie season where it's just like, holy crap, who is this guy? Where did this guy come from? game. So I think that he's going to flash off the page, and this is going to be somebody that absolutely, absolutely can win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I'm excited for Jalen Green, man. I definitely want to get out to Toyota Center and check him out for a couple games here. So hopefully he has a big season for the Rockets. Hit me with your next one, Terrell.
All right, real quick, another 10K bet. Just like I did the Atlanta Hawks, I'm going to get down on the Miami Heat to be the number one seed in the Eastern Conference.
Okay.
I'm getting it at 16-1 right now. And this Miami Heat team is loaded. Like, they bring in Kyle Lowry with his fat ass in his ring. they bring Victor Oladipo is going to come back healthy at some point in the season. And they bring in PJ Tucker, another gritty, you know, now proven champion.
Yep.
He's going to add a very big piece to his team, especially when they start to play those higher level competitive teams. And PJ Tucker stepping in to help guard those guys, top guys. So this is going to be a really good defensive team. Eric Spoelstra is a great coach. And I think 16-1 is just a really inflated with the fact that the Brooklyn Nets could easily not be the number one seed. And if it's not the Brooklyn Nets, and we say that, you know, the Bucks are going to have that championship hangover and the conundrum that is the 76ers right now, I like getting down on the Hawks and the Heat to become the number one seed. I'm going to drastically increase my bankroll if either one of these bets hit, and I don't think they're far-fetched.
Yeah, I think both of us are high on this Hawks and Heat team, especially the Heat because of the roster changes that they had. And like we said, I think when we talk about the Bradley Beal situation, I think Miami's another destination for Bradley Beal to get onto this roster and really make him a championship contender. So I just love this Miami Heat team. They're going to be gritty. They're going to be a very, very difficult team to score on for all the names that you mentioned on this roster. So I'm excited to see really Kyle Lowry's fat ass and Jimmy Butler playing together in the backcourt. That's going to be really exciting for Miami Heat fans. For my next one, I'm going to go with the Golden State Warriors, their conference seeding at the end of the season. I'm going to go under 5.5. And I think that this is a team that can be a top five seed in the Western Conference, especially when it's so wide open with the injuries like we've talked about in the Western Conference. And also, I just feel like this is a weaker year for the Western Conference. So I know Klay's not going to be back for another couple months for the Golden State Warriors, but I just love the depth that's on this team. With, I think Jordan Poole is going to have a big year for the Golden State Warriors. Obviously, you still have the former MVP, Steph Curry. Draymond is still there. And the depth, again, I think Otto Porter Jr. is a really underrated signing for the Golden State Warriors. You have Andre Iguodala back on this roster. You have a lot of young pieces. So there's a good mix of vets, stars, and young pieces that can really help out this Golden State Warriors team. And I don't see it far-fetched for them to be a top five seed in the Western Conference. So I put, this was probably my biggest bet, is going to be 240,000 on this to win 200,000 at minus 120 for the Golden State Warriors to be a five seed or better in the Western Conference.
Yeah, I like that. I think that I'm buying into this Warriors squad, and I'm going to buy in a different way for my next bet. Okay. I'm going to buy in by just trusting Steph Curry. Just like, I'm just going to trust Steph Curry. Steph Curry to be the scoring champion yet again, plus 700.
Yeah.
Like, I will take plus 700 odds on Steph Curry to be the scoring champ any day of the week, especially with, again, Klay is not coming back until, what, maybe Christmas, maybe All-Star. Definitely.
I think they're saying around New Year's.
New Year's, yeah. So definitely, you know, getting into that, you're starting to get into that second half of the season time frame, and that's a whole lot of time for Steph to cook, like a whole lot of time for Steph to keep this team afloat. And it's, I don't think that when Klay comes back, he's going to have an immediate impact. He's going to ease back into it, you know, load manage a little bit more of the season. They're really going to want him for that playoff run. So Steph is going to take majority of this scoring workload the entire season. So yeah, plus 700, I'm throwing $30,000 on it. I think that's a good bet. He could take this home again.
Yeah, I like that, man. I think, for some reason, the market is not really high on this Warriors team. For whatever reason, I am, but I think we'll see how this pans out. But Steph Curry is a guy and a player that can drop anywhere to 40 to 50 points a night, if 40 to 50 points a night, if he so chooses. And I think that he has that scoring capability, and we've seen it all throughout his career where he can do that. So 7-1 on a guy like Curry that can shoot out of the gym, I really like that bet, Terrell. For my next one, I went to a head-to-head points per points per game average between two players, and it was between Zach LaVine and Kevin Durant. And I'm taking Kevin Durant over Zach LaVine to average more points during the season at minus 125, 125,000 to win 100,000. I think that we've talked about the Bulls a lot, and I think that they added a lot more scoring power on this team between DeMar DeRozan. I think Lonzo Ball is not going to be the guy that they want to score, but this guy can shoot the ball also, right? He can get to the basket. He can make shots. And then they also added Nikola Vucevic, who's been a pretty much a 20-plus point, 10-plus rebound type of guy when he was with Orlando. So I think there's a lot more scoring options for the Chicago Bulls, and I think that's going to take away some of what Zach LaVine does. And they don't really need him to be that 26, 27-point scorer a night when you have that those other type of players on this roster. But when we talk about the Brooklyn Nets, with the whole Kyrie Irving situation, and like you mentioned, let's just say if James Harden gets hurt, that scoring responsibility is going to fall on Kevin Durant. And I still think that Kevin Durant is probably the best pure scorer in the world. He can score from any part of the floor, whether it's getting to the basket, whether it's a fadeaway jump shot, mid-range jump shot, three-point jump shot, free throws. I think Durant, if he stays healthy, that he can easily get anywhere from 28, 29, 30 points per game for this Brooklyn Nets squad, especially not having Kyrie Irving for the foreseeable future. So this team is going to go through James Harden and Kevin Durant. James Harden is going to be that point guard for this team. And I think Durant's going to take on that scoring load for the Brooklyn Nets and put the world back on notice that he is one of the best players in the NBA. So I'll take Kevin Durant over Zach LaVine to score more points per game at 125,000 to win 100,000.
I don't think I've ever heard or bet of a head-to-head points prop over the course of a season. That is degenerate. Oh my gosh, that is wow. Why have I not looked into it? I'm about to go find, maybe we might need to do a podcast on just these and just start putting people, just start magically putting people head to head against each other. Jesus Christ, Moonoff, where do you get these bets from?
It was on DraftKings.
Yeah. I've never, ever, ever. You gotta
dig deep a little bit.
Man, wow. Okay, on to my next one. So my next bet, Lakers over 2.5 conference seeding at plus 100.
Ooh, okay.
This feels like I'm stealing money from, like I'm stealing candy from a baby. It really feels, so you're telling me that I'm getting plus odds on the Lakers to finish as a 3 seed or higher? This old man Lakers squad that's gonna load manage over the course of the season, a LeBron James led team where we all know LeBron truly does not care about seeding. He will go into the playoffs in any seed and attempt to make a run there. So, and then we talk about the stack West, and we just talked about the Warriors, who we think are going to be a better team, and you still have the Nuggets, who is going to get Jamal Murray back, and you have Michael Porter Jr., who's playing like somebody who can lead the league in scoring. And the reigning MVP and Nikola Jokic. And then we go and we talk about other teams around the league that are going to be players. The Mavericks are going to look better. The Suns are not going anywhere. They're still going to be a top team. The Jazz are not going anywhere. They're still going to be a top team. I don't think this Lakers team is going to be a higher seed than this Nuggets team, this Jazz team, or this Suns team. So I just feel like this is an absolute lock. I'm putting $75,000 on this to get 75 back. And I'm going to fade this Lakers team and just say that they're going to load manage over the course of a season and just slide in as a 4-5 seed, honestly.
I don't hate it. And I think the one part of your handicap was that as long as the Lakers get into the playoffs, that's where they can make their run because of the roster that they have, right? At that point, you talk about, okay, let's just say they end up as a 4-5 seed. Whichever team they're facing against, they have to say, okay, we have a tall order of having to beat the Lakers in a 7-game series. And that's going to be a very difficult task, especially when you have LeBron James, obviously, on your roster, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, Carmelo, the list goes on and on for this team. There's a lot of great depth. So I think that, like you mentioned, that you're probably going to want to load manage what most of these players, because they are injury prone. I mean, their top three guys, Westbrook, LeBron and AD. LeBron is a little more, I think, less injury prone, but last season he was dealing with that ankle injury towards the tail end of the season. And I think that's what really hindered them in the playoffs also. But the Phoenix, I think at that point was just a better team. But going to this season, we talk about the Utah Jazz are a great regular season team. Like you mentioned, Phoenix Suns, they're not going anywhere. I think we're kind of discounting the fact that they were the Western Conference champions last year. They were one of the best teams in the NBA. Obviously, they got to the NBA Finals, so they're going to be right back, and they'll still have that hunger. So load managing this team, they're going to be able to take some losses there. So it'll be interesting to see where the seeding kind of ends up, because I think there possibly could be two better teams in the regular season-wise as far as seeding that are better than the Los Angeles Lakers. So Terrell's taking the Lakers over 2.5 as their conference seeding at the end of the season. I really like that one. For my next one, I went a little chalky, but it's still plus money. Taking Clint Capela to be the rebounding leader at plus 120. Again, you know, we've seen Capela have some interesting, some eye-popping rebounding games last season with the Hawks, and also followed Capela when he was with the Rockets, right? This guy was a rebounding machine. He couldn't finish much around the basket, but I think that area of his game has really improved. But when we talk about rebounding leaders in the NBA, it's honestly Rudy Gobert and Clint Capela that are always at the top of the list for that stat category. So if you're going to give me plus money on Clint Capela to be the rebounding leader, I think that this guy can average anywhere from 14 to 15 rebounds per game. The true big man that's going to be on this Hawks team, because we've seen John Collins like to kind of hang around in the mid-range and by the three-point line. So Clint Capela to be the rebounding leader in the NBA next season, plus 120, I put 27,500 to win 32,500 on that bet.
Yeah, I like that. I think that Clint Capela is definitely going to have the opportunity, especially just with how offensive this team is going to be. They're going to be on go, go, go. Everybody's going to have a green light, because they have shooters everywhere. Everybody's going to have the green. The only thing that can set Clint Capela back is if they're too good. Like, if they're too good and they just make everything. And now you're limiting the offensive rebounds, which is where he has made his name in the league. So, yeah, I absolutely like this bet. I think Clint Capela definitely has a chance.
And you have one left?
I got one left. Getting into my last bet. I'm going to bet on a guy who I think is going to go. He said it this offseason. I need to go from being a top 15 player to a top 5 player. And that's Jason Tatum.
Okay.
So I'm going to take Jason Tatum over his points prop for the season, 26.7 points. And just to say that this is Jason Tatum's time to become a top 5 player in the league. We've seen the talent. We've seen that he can do it. Brad Stevens is no longer the coach. Brad Stevens had a reluctancy to name Jason Tatum as the guy for this team. He did not want to name him as the guy. He said, no, we got a bunch of guys that, you know, we got Kemba Walker. We had Gordon Hayward. We got Jalen Brown. Like, we don't really have a guy. Anybody can. No. This season, the team is going to go in there, and they're going to know that Jason Tatum is the guy. Yes, Jalen Brown is very, very good. Yes, they have a very, very good team. But no, Jason Tatum is our guy. And they're going to look at Jason Tatum and be like, Jason Tatum, you've got to play like you're our guy. And I think he's the type of player. He has that mama mentality, step up to it and become the guy for this team. So I'm all over Jason Tatum this year. I think that this can be borderline a MVP candidate season, maybe not exactly MVP. I would definitely get down on his MVP odds. I think they're at plus 1,000 right now. But I think this is an MVP candidate season. We're in a big bounce back year for the Celtics, who did not look good last year at all, even though they made the playoffs.
It's funny that you mentioned Jason Tatum and his Boston Celtics team. And it really ties into what my last bet is. But I'll kind of cover both of the points. And that's I'm not taking a player, but I'm taking coach of the year, Ime Udoka, to be the coach of the year for this Boston Celtics squad at plus 1500. I'm putting my last $10,000 on that to win $150,000. So I think for everything that you just mentioned about Brad Stevens, Terrell, that he didn't want to identify the best player when he was a head coach, right? He said that there's a bunch of guys on the roster when it was Gordon Hayward, Kemba Walker, Jalen Brown, Al Horford, whatever the case might be. But I think that there's something to that. These players didn't buy into what Brad Stevens was trying to do as a head coach. And now you bring in, I think, a great players coach in Ime Udoka that this team can't be any worse than they were last year. I think they finished 36-36 last season. This is a team that can have a potential to win 50 games. And I went back and looked at the last 10 coaches that have won the coach of the year. There's been some shortened seasons in there, but the average total of win improvement from year to year has been around 10 games. And I think that the Boston Celtics, I think their win total was slated around 46.5. So I think that's 10 games right there. And their winning percentage is going to improve by 8% for sure. I like the roster on this team. I know they added Dennis Schroeder. They got Al Horford back. Jaylen Brown, again, Jason Tatum, who's probably going to be the MVP of this team and is the best player, in my opinion, no doubt. And I like also what you said is that for Jason Tatum, that he wants to go from being a top 15 player to a top 5 player in this league, and he's fully capable of doing that. This guy, you mentioned the Kobe Bryant reference, the Mamba mentality this guy has. This guy is a bucket, man. He can play well. In both on the offense and defensive side. He can also rebound the basketball at a very high level. So I think that if Udoka is able to put Jason Tatum in the right spots to be the number one guy on this roster and be that guy and guide this team, I think that they have a great chance of him being coach of the year for this Boston Celtics squad. So, you know, I think that the only thing for this Boston team right now is to go up. And there's a lot of talent on this team for this Boston Celtics team. So it's going to be an interesting year for the Celtics for sure. But I took Udoka to win coach of the year at plus 1500.
Absolutely. I love it. I think that he definitely has a chance because his Celtics team is going to be better. Last year was an anomaly. I think that we will go ahead and all can say that this Celtics team is normally one of the top teams in the league. And, you know, where they fell and the run that they had towards the end of the season last year that kind of knocked them down that far was an anomaly. I think getting everybody back healthy and just taking a different direction with this team, that's the reason that Brad Stevens got fired on his day off and then got promoted into another position was because they said we kind of need to take this team to a different direction. And Brad's not going to necessarily do that on the bench. He needs to do that in the front office, which is probably a little bit of a better role for him than being on the bench. So I definitely like the coach of the year prop. I think you're getting it at great odds, and got me nervous here. You got me nervous. You got some fire plays, so I don't know. It's gonna be a long season. We're gonna see. This might come down to the wire.
I think it'll just come down to the dollars that we've invested in our bets, but I love all the bets that we've really made here. I mean, we've taken some chalky ones that we're really confident on. I think we found some gems here. So I think it's going to be a great season for sure. We're going to calculate all this at the end of the season and see who was the sharper guy at the end of the season. Let's take one last break. We'll come back. We'll give our final thoughts about the NBA season. Maybe identify one best bet from this 10 bets that we've given out. I'm kind of putting Terrell on the spot there, but we'll come back after this break and we'll wrap it up for this episode. We're brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best NBA bettor in the U.S.? You can prove it on Odds Crowd in their free-to-join and play fantasy betting contest. There's a season-long NBA contest with $3,000 in cash up for grabs, as well as weekly $200 contests as well. Here's how it works. Once you enter a contest, you can track your bets against real odds and lines, much like you would with any pick tracking app. The most profitable players rise up the leaderboard. If you have the highest profit at the end of the contest, you win. And OddsCrowd isn't just a fantasy betting contest, it's a social app for sports bettors. Free to download, you can live group chat with other bettors, track your bets, set up private fantasy contests with your buddies, and much more. So download the app for free or go to oddscrowd.com today. And last but not least, do not forget to download the SGPN app. The SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts, just like this one. Don't forget to toss up an app review or download the SGPN app today. All right, Terrell, coming off of the break, man, I think we killed this episode, the sharp off. I don't know what this is, fourth, fifth annual one, but first one between you and I. Any final thoughts that you have, man? And then identify one best bet for me out of the 10 that you gave out.
Yeah, I think that we did a pretty good job of getting locks, our locks in there and committing to our locks. And then taking, you know, like you see, we both had a few $10,000 bets in there, which is a pretty small portion of our bankroll, but going to hit big if we hit on these higher placed odds that we did. So I think that those, if we hit on one or two of those, that's going to dramatically change, you know, our bankroll for the season and ultimately decide, you know, which one of us takes this thing. So as a best bet, like I said, I put all my money, I put a big portion of my money down on the Wizards, and it's a complete fade of Washington. Yeah. It's a complete fade of Washington, that Washington's not going to be a good basketball team. And I haven't even talked about the possibility of injury. We can't predict injury and anything can happen. But if anything happens to anybody on this Washington team, then oh my gosh, just straight cash locks, like just straight cash lock. And, you know, it's going to be a certain point in the season where it's just going to be like the fans are going to call for Bradley Beal to get traded just so he can get a better lifestyle, 100%. So that he can have a better lifestyle. Like that's what happens when you're a real fan and you're a real fan of a player over their fandom of the team. You want them to leave and be better. And I think that's what the fans are going to call for, and they're going to get it closer to February. So what about you? What do you think was like your thoughts on this and one of your best bets?
Yeah, man. I think, like you mentioned, that we've identified, I think we did a great job of adding in our locks, whether it was a win total or whether it was a player prop, whatever the case might be. You know, I think we're higher. I think you and I are both in agreement that we're both high on this Miami Heat team and also the Atlanta Hawks team, because right now I'm looking at my list. I had three separate prop bets or bets that had that were connected to the Atlanta Hawks. So hopefully the Hawks don't lead us let us down this season. But
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I think that, you know, there's some fun ones that we put in there. And I think that always keeps the show in the sharp off interesting. I think you have a couple more long shots in there like than I do, but for all the right reasons that we talked about, with the Hawks possibly being a one seed or even the Heat being the one seed, I think the handicap was fantastic. It's going to be great, man. I'm looking forward to, you know, watching all these bets unfold and see how everything plays out. But I think that we have some really sharp stuff here, and it's going to be a great season. For my best bet, I'm kind of torn between two here, but I'm going to give the one that I think is in the Western Conference, because I feel like we've talked about the Eastern Conference a lot. I'm going to go with the Memphis Grizzlies to make the playoffs at plus 140, man. I think that this is a little undervalued. Getting this at plus money, especially with the roster, with the young guys that we've talked about, they're going to be hungry this year. John Morant, like we mentioned, should have a breakout year, even a better year than he had in his rookie year and last season. And a lot of young guys that are on this roster that are going to be hungry to have that success. And I really, really like their head coach, Taylor Jenkins. So I know Dylan Brooks is going to be out for the first couple of weeks, but I think there's more than enough on the squad that's going to be more than capable to fill in while he's gone. So my best bet is going to be Grizzlies to make the playoffs. That's going to wrap it up for the sharp off for this 2021-2022 season. Terrell, let the people know where they can find you and anything else that you're working on for SGPN, man.
Hey, y'all know you can find at Really Real on Instagram and Twitter. I welcome all trolls. I do not shy away from it. It was some guy was trying to troll me and tell me that I was crazy for thinking that Deontay Wilder put up a good fight against Tyson Fury, even though he made it to the 11th round. But, you know, I gave him the time of day, of course. So if you want to troll me, I will 100%. If I'm bored, I will 100% give you the time of day, of course. So please, I welcome it. I really do. You know, the college football experience, college basketball experience, so looking forward to making picks with those guys. Over the course of the entire year between college football, college basketball. And I'm always, you know, on the SGPN website. So looking forward to it. Let's get into another good season of cash and tickets.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Like we said, NBA season right around the corner, actually tipping off on Tuesday. I'm definitely looking forward to working with Terrell all season long, as well as our other NBA guys. So hopefully we have another great season, and it's another great competitive season in the NBA. You can find me at Sports Nerd 824 on Twitter. As far as trolls, I usually don't get much, but if there are some, I will welcome it if I am bored, like Terrell said. I'm really quick to hit the block button. for trolls. But luckily, I haven't had to deal with that yet, but we'll see what happens. But other than that, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This was a lot of fun doing this with you, Terrell. We'll be back within, I know over the weekend, we're doing the Eastern Conference and Western Conference previews with Sean and Ryan. We'll get that out over the weekend. The next week, NBA season's here, guys. So till then, good luck with your bets this weekend. Make sure to subscribe to the NBA Gambling Podcast. And also, we just launched the Twitter account for the NBA Gambling Podcast. So go ahead and follow us there at SGPNNBA on Twitter. We'll be tweeting out all the content, episodes, things that are happening within the gambling podcast there. So definitely check us out there. Good luck this weekend. Enjoy the football because basketball is back next week. Till then, let's break the books off and let it ride. Basketball, get it.